Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You got to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femenino and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Jeff Okuda, he's living up to the hype that I'm giving him. I thought you could be the guy, but yeah, that was yesterday.
Don't worry. We'll get to more Lions conversational later. We wanted to jump back in on the Michigan State stuff. And look, Michigan, as the week goes along, certainly. They've got a bigger game with more on the line and a way more interesting environment than whatever MSU's dumpster fire is. But I was watching TV last night. I was working on my laptop, and I always like to turn on a football-related program just as background noise. Pick up a tidbit, pick up a line, pick up something where I'm like, oh, I can add that to my notes for, you know, one of these three, four different projects I'm doing. And last night, CBS Sports, and it's, Inside College Football, whatever it is. Like, all right, that's good enough. And I was working on my kickoff stuff for Friday with Boomer, and I see one of the guys on the set, Brian Jones, not only they go after Michigan State, they go, oh, yeah, Mel Tucker, we're going to need that money back. And I'm like, you know what? This is a show topic.
Yeah, first of all, Brian's not your money.
But I just said to myself in that instant, this is a show topic. And here's what I want to do. Let's just cut the fat and get to the deal. Michigan State is about 1 year into the Mel Tucker contract extension, roughly. Okay? How concerned should Spartans be? Why don't we just get to it? Because this is bubbling up underneath the surface, and I'm not big on that. So everybody just can come to the table and tell me how concerned you should be. You want to put a number on it? You want to make it nice and simple for people? Scale of 1 to 10. Scale of 1 to 10 is how concerned should you be with the health of Michigan State football under the stewardship of Mel Tucker? Because lordy, lordy, the media makes it out like it is DEFCON 1. This man's stealing money. This guy's the finesse king. This guy, look at what you did, you little jerk. I mean, last night, the guy loses two games, one of which was damn near an auto loss at UW. And they get up there on the screen going, oh, man, give that money back. You listen to college football podcasts. What's the thing? Mel Tucker's contract. It's funny. Nobody mentions Manny Diaz's $85 million at Miami as Middle Tennessee State beat the brakes off this weekend. Mm-mm. Nobody mentions Jimbo Fisher, who hadn't won a damn thing since 2013, but set the bar on contracts. So let's just get to it, shall we?
I mean, Mike, you had, Ralph Russo from the AP write a story, and writing the headlines is, you know, after a rush to give Tucker this mega deal, MSU slips, and he goes and just talks about all of the money. And I you're right. It's like, I don't understand, first of all, Michigan State offered him the money. What was he supposed to do? Say no? Michigan State made an investment. Yeah, he didn't have the cachet of Jimbo Fisher, but they were like, you know what? A lot of people want you. We're going to go ahead and lock you up. And
you're in the midst of winning 11 games.
Yeah. And then it was like, well, you know, now every time he loses a game,
right,
give the money back.
So here's my point. Let's just get to it. Everybody right now, whether you're a Spartan, a Wolverine, a Buckeye, or just a guy, you've got an opinion on Michigan State football, and you've got an opinion on Mel Tucker. So we don't need you to stay on ticket text. We don't need you to hide in the shadows. Come out and say what you want to say. Let's just be done. So bottom line is this. I'm not worried. A, today, Michigan State didn't offer him the money. Two billionaires did.
Yeah.
Okay? They didn't take money from the economics department to give it to him.
No.
So that's one. His original contract is still in place.
It is. It just got sweetened by a couple billionaires, and throw that on top.
So right off the top, not my problem. Okay? And it's not an issue of a school like UCLA, who's $100 million in debt in the athletic department, being irresponsible and spending the money. So let's just move on past that. What's my concern level with Michigan State running the program? Well, considering our defense is the worst in America, and we probably got to make staffing changes, I would say a 3. But let me give you my spin as to why it's a 3 out of 10. A, he got here during the pandemic. There is no worse time to take over a program. His first year, with fans in the stands, he goes out and wins 11 games. Magical year.
Mm-hmm.
Totally unexpected. And really, yes, Kenneth Walker hid a lot of the problems that Michigan State has. Well, that's what great players do. He found that great player. It worked. But I talked all summer about there's going to be a come down this year, that regression happens and that he needs to build this thing. Now, admittedly, I thought they could win 7-8 games until I was proven that they were going to be better or worse, 7 or 8. I'm going to be wrong on that. I don't think they're going to get to 7. In fact, I'll be surprised if they get to 6. They're bad. But I don't have a concern because I know the job he was brought here to do. He has to clean up years, plural, years of malfeasance by Mark D'Antonio. He has to fix years of empty recruiting. You know, Rico brought the stat to the table. 55 Michigan State players have transferred since Tuck took over. 5 have landed at Power 5 schools. 5. One of them's Kalen Gervin, who's a backup corner at Kansas. Okay? I'm not concerned yet. Now, if he doesn't do his job, if it debt spirals, they win 3 games, he doesn't fire Scotty Hazleton, the concern would ratchet up to a 5.
Yep.
But I'm giving you reasons I'm comfortable. I'm comfortable because I live in reality. I know it's a rebuild. I know last year was, I don't want to say fake because it happened, but it was a mirage. And I just get really tired of people that have no investment, people that don't even understand where the money came from, going at his contract as if that's their win. If the dude is such a bum and the dude is an empty suit and the dude's a finesse king, well, then why did you lose to him twice? Or if you don't want to count the COVID year, why did you lose head up? So let's just be done. Say what you want to say, and let's get it out on the table. How concerned should Spartan fans be with Michigan State football under Mel Tucker? Period.
Yeah.
Get it out, 1 to 10. Because here's what I'm not going to do. I'm not going to do a referendum every moment he loses a singular game, knowing it's a rebuild. Now, if you want to, and I'm
done. But it was a rebuild. And I fell for every coach that came in and started in 2020 because you recruited Zoom. You didn't get the players on campus. You couldn't go to their high school and watch their games. You couldn't go to camps and watch them during the summer. It was pretty much you got to take the word for people and hope that you got lightning in a bottle. D'Antonio didn't leave him anything because he cashed out that final recruiting season.
Oh, and again, let's be clear. I'm not just going at Wolverine fans. If you're a Spartan fan and you're one of these D'Antonio loyalists, you can get bent too because you're part of the problem. You're every part of the problem that Michigan had with people who never gave Rich Rod a chance.
Yeah.
You are that problem. There are Spartan fans that exist who I think on a subliminal level, subconsciously, want this man to fail.
Not even subliminal, Mike.
Okay, all right. I was trying to be polite. So here's the deal. Here's the one place people are going to trip up. Well, Harbaugh got thrown out of a window. Okay, two notes. A, he got a massive contract almost a decade ago.
Right.
Resetting the market outside of Nick Saban.
And when Harbaugh got his contract, there was many people locally and nationally. Oh, he's winning a national title within the first couple of years. He got the benefit of the doubt.
And years in, he never beat an OSU. He lost to 2 of MSU's worst teams in a quarter of a century. And it took till year, 7? Year six, year seven?
Seven.
To do what he was hired to do. It's not the same thing. So let's go right here, right now. You think this dude's a bum? You think he's all sneakers? He's all bark, no bite? Go ahead. Let's just do this. Because what I'm not going to continue to do is these referendum contract shows. It's not the school paying it. Right. I don't know how many times I got to say that.
Right.
Oh, well, I didn't like how he left Colorado. Really? Why don't you just say you hate Michigan State and you hate this man? Because you don't even know where the University of Colorado is located. And you can't name a single player outside of Cordell Stewart. So why don't we just stop?
And
let's just get to it.
And every coach, when they leave a program, there's no great way to leave the program.
Right.
Guys, I got a better offer. You gather the team up and say, hey, things changed since yesterday.
Meanwhile, your coach was interviewing for another job on signing day. And I know signing day is not what it used to be. The point is the optics are pathetic. He was one step short of wearing a sandwich board saying, hire me, please.
Right. In his hotel eating a sad burger once he found out, oh, wait, I didn't get the job. Well, it's a process.
Right. So if you're a Spartan fan, what's your concern? You're a Wolverine fan? Tell us how concerned we should be. But why don't we stop with the coded language and the nonsense and just get to it? David, you're a Wolverine fan. Don't give me this crap you can't say anything because you haven't beaten Tucker. I don't want to hear it. You're going to beat him this year.
Yeah, but I'm not concerned about it at all.
Okay, so tell me the number, scale of 1 to 10, and why.
I'm probably at a 1 or a 2. And I see this as, like it or not, I see this as year 2. 2020 doesn't count to me. Okay, you had a great year in 2021. This is now year 2. You're still building. You're still trying to get your guys. I'm not concerned about him at all. 1 or 2 for me.
And for me, I'll give you an example. One of Michigan State's weakest position groups is defensive end. It really is. Jacoby Windman, the group is so bad that Jacoby Windman, who's a linebacker and an edge rusher, was moved to defensive end days before the season started. Factual?
Yep.
Factual. An example is Mel Tucker's first non-Zoom recruiting class that he's got a full cycle into. He's bringing in 4 highly ranked defensive ends. Will they all be good? No idea. The point is, the guy can get players. The guy will get players. But you got to get them, and then you need a year or two. Am I happy? No. I hate losing. I loathe it. I'm allergic to it. But I understand what he has to do because I was the guy begging Mark to let go years prior. Why? The longer you stay, the longer the build.
Yeah.
The pain.
Yeah.
Last year was magical. But Kenneth Walker's a once-in-a-generation player. Oh, well, K-9 made Tuck that money. Maybe he did. But Tuck's job is to get this thing built.
But you know what? That's kind of lazy narrative as well, that it was all Kenneth Walker that did all of this stuff. Because I can give you numbers, Mike, that'll show you that for about 40% of the games, they won it despite what Kenneth Walker did.
Indiana being one.
Yeah.
I mean, the bowl game he didn't play.
Nebraska.
Nebraska did nothing.
And I mean, even though they won easily, he didn't play against Youngstown State.
They had one carry or whatever it was.
Yeah.
No, the point is this. If you want to counter it and say, well, damn, when Tuck loses, they get hammered. Yeah, they do. You know why? Because they're not that good. Because they're flawed.
Yeah.
And now this year, without that transcendent player and with the roster they have, you're going to take your lumps. It's worse than I expected. But the bottom line is this. I don't want any more of the coded language. Why don't we just do this? If you think the dude sucks, say it. Don't allude to it, say it.
Yeah.
You think he's a bum? You think he's an empty suit? Or, if you're brave enough, stand up and just say you're not concerned. This guy's modernizing the program, he's recruiting well, and it's going to take time. But figure it the F out and let's do it. Because here's what I don't want to do. Oh, hey, brah, give some of the money back. We're done here. Not interested.
Sign no one. Yeah. Well, the next time you show up late to work, make sure you walk into your boss's office. Yeah, here's $20. I was late for work.
You want to do the contract conversation, show me them having a terrible year this year and a terrible year next year with no signs of improvement, and then maybe we can talk. 97.1. Hey there. Let's get off the sidelines and get to Moran Buick GMC, shall we? It's the worry-free service center. Look, we all know the worst part about taking your car for service. It's like watching MSU secondary. The other team's on a drive forever, and you're without the ball, a.k.a. your car. Except when you go to Moran, you schedule the service, you get a free loaner vehicle. They specialize in making it easy, making it worry-free. It's moranexpress.com. While you're there, Check out the 2023 Buick Enclave SUV. Like MSU needs to check out a new defensive coordinator.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.